702, The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Ray.
Right, the big story. We've had it in Eyewitness News. It's all over. The vaccine approval for the UK. Wow.
Yeah, we want to jump up and down a little bit, don't we, that this has been formally approved. The Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, the American/German vaccine, although America and Germany haven't approved it yet. So has the UK been a bit quick there? There's been some capital made as well about how the UK was able to approve it and get it rolling free of the constraints of the European Union. But that's political nonsense, I would suggest. It feels like it's good news, absolutely, because don't we need a vaccine if we're going to have any kind of return to normal life? And indeed, the Prime Minister here, Boris Johnson, put it like that. The vaccine will allow us to reclaim our lives.
Yeah.
He also said we should not be over-optimistic, in which case I'm kind of wondering, oh, does that mean that there's a bit of a but here? It's a very difficult vaccine to distribute because it needs to be stored at minus 70 degrees Celsius. I mean, it can be done.
Yeah.
It's just that it has to be done in a specialized way. But the other thing is, Ray, I think it's only about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Anyway, fairly recently, a survey was carried out that said that 1 in 5 of us, 20% of us, would not take the vaccine because we were suspicious of it. The anti-vaxxers misinformation has gone out there.
Here we go. Oh, yes. Here we go. It always happens. Same thing. I don't want to take it. I'm going to get sick. They're trying to poison us.
Or put microchips in us, or exactly that sort of stuff. So, I mean, that would obviously make a bit of a difference if 1 in 5 say, nah, no, thank you. We kind of need everyone to do it in an orderly fashion when they're told they should do it.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, watch this space, I suppose. Your next story, yeah. The UN warning. It's not about COVID-19. It's about something else.
Yeah, it's about our planet, basically. Antonio Guterres has given this speech via the BBC, the Secretary General of the United Nations, saying, in his words, our planet is broken and that we have been waging what he called a suicidal war on the natural world, and that nature always strikes back and is doing so with gathering force and fury. So he's referring to the increase in droughts and storms and hurricanes and so forth. And, of course, at the heart of his message was about tackling climate change, and he says that will be the heart of the UN's global mission next year, with a target of cutting greenhouse gas emissions by 45% within 10 years. Do you know, it is entirely achievable, but only if the world is willing.
Yeah.
And even if your country and my country are kind of willing, are other countries willing? And that's the problem. Can you get everyone on board with this?
Yeah, that also brings me to your third story, because it's talking about Mr. Trump, and he's been the guy in the way of climate change. Presidential pardons. What is happening at the White House then?
Well, apparently it's a thing that outgoing presidents often do it. They start handing out pardons, thinking, oh, yeah, there was that guy I met and that prisoner. And indeed, only last week, Donald Trump handed out a pardon to his former national security advisor, Michael Flynn, who had pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI and potentially could have faced a court case once Trump left the White House. So maybe this is an admission that he is leaving the White House. But some legal papers have turned up, some court files that suggest investigators are looking into, quote, secret lobbying, that lobbyists may have been trying to bribe members of President Trump's team to secure a presidential pardon. Trump immediately referred to this as fake news, but you just wonder, is something stinky going on? Is the media getting a bit overexcited? And basically, you know, when you go looking for dirt, you don't always find it, and you kind of pretend that you have.
Sure.
Then, in the words of a certain president from 50 years ago, will there be no whitewash at the White House? You remember that guy?
I do, indeed. Oh, Adam Gilchrist, I just want January to come. I think, what is it, the 20th of January, and there's a new president and a new beginning and a new everything. Adam Gilchrist with The World View. Good to have you back on 702.